priest or child molesters.
You don't believe what?
Priest or child molesters? What does that mean?
Oh, I was talking about the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is full of a bunch of false doctrines, and it's been known that they protected child molesters, and the popes knew about it and moved them around. But they're full of a false gospel, and they're full of many false ways. So we're Christians. We follow Christ. Look at our sign. Obey Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's the only way. So unless you believe in Jesus and you're born again by his shed blood through repentance and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth and walk in new life through holiness and you endure, you have no hope of eternal life outside of that. Christ is the only way. And at our website, we teach for free. We don't take people's money. So you got to be born of Jesus Christ and follow him. Come out of the churches, come out of every false way, and read the scriptures. See who Jesus is, and he'll show you the narrow path if you're led of the Spirit. But if you follow the culture and you follow the churches, you know what's going to happen to you.
So do you go to church?
Yeah, no, we travel full time. We have saints that we fellowship all over the world online. I travel full time, so I preach all over the country. So we do believe in gathering with people, but it's only with the holy, true saints. It's not with anybody just shows up on the street. It's not just anybody that wants seekers. You don't worship God with seekers. You worship God with people that are holy and set apart and obeying him and have lost their life to follow him. And we invite everyone to come and repent and be that child of God via that gospel I just preached you that's on that gospel card. So we believe in what God's established. Christmas and Easter, God never established those. Those are pagan holidays. The building system, God never established that. Once he had a temple, he did away with that. Now it's a spirit and truth movement. Most of the saints in the New Testament met in their homes. We don't need buildings. We got houses or we got parks. And so it's totally different. The truth is totally different than what the culture tells you. So if you're a seeker, open the Bible, read in the New Testament, like the Gospels, the Epistles, the Book of Revelation, and see what's coming upon this world. You're a young person. Yeah. There's wicked evil coming upon this world, and if you're not living for Christ, the world's going to overtake you. If you're living for its pride and vanity and its fashion statement, which, what you have on, can I just tell you in love? Do you know, well, wait. Do you know what that...
Oh, yeah, I am bisexual.
Okay, you know what that Nike symbol is? It's a goddess symbol. So people that are even Christians that wear that, and they follow that around, and it's not really of God. This is my wife. If you have any questions, she can help answer them too. So you're bisexual. Well, you can repent of that. God will change your heart and your mind, transform you. That's not your only sin. If you weren't a bisexual, you're probably a liar, a luster, an idolater, like we all were before Christ, and you're going to lose your soul anyway. So we don't focus on that sin. The culture wants us to. We don't. We love you just the same, whether you're a liar, a drunk, a lesbian, whatever.
Like
but,
how we used to be.
Yeah.
Those, but we repented of them all.
Yeah. I gave her a gospel card.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any questions?
Can I ask, do you wear this body religion? Like your
body? Oh, the head covering?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually what the Bible says. God was willing to do. It doesn't cover their head, but that's only for those who... Oh, thank you. That's only for those who are born again. Did he go through the gospel with you, or I don't know, I just walked up, so.
He briefly. I'm just wondering, because he said you guys are Christians, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, we're not like the modern Christians who go to church.
Yeah.
So, okay. Denominations, 40,000 different flavors of them, right? They're not teaching the truth. They're teaching lies. And so we're out here to warn our neighbor first to share the gospel, which is on that card, and then the lies that are on the back of there that are going to lead people outside the gates of heaven. And so there's a whole bunch of them on there, and there's even a bunch more in the scriptures. So if you do even one, being bisexual is a sin just like anything else. I just dealt with some mocking homosexual. A woman came up and she was like trying to trick me or whatever, and I told her I love her just like anybody else. We don't zero in on that. I know there's street preachers who do. They like to come after people like that. They like to go after one. And they can be big, gluttonous, overweight, sinful people calling out somebody else's sin. What is that called? Hypocrisy. So what we do is we follow the scriptures. We've stripped our lives down. Because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ who died for us, he died for those who would repent, and then his blood will wash them clean. Repentance is a turning of your mind and a turning of your ways, which would mean you would leave all sin, not just the one you came up to talk about or share or whatever. You would leave all sin. I used to be a drunk, a fornicator, all kinds of wicked, nasty things, and I turned from that toward God, who is a holy, holy, holy God. So what do you think happens when you do that. Your sin is behind you, and you seek after holiness, right? And so as you go after that holiness, he will give you his Holy Spirit within you. Have you heard about that, being born again or born from above? Have you heard about that? You haven't. You must not have, because otherwise you would know that. A lot of people say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, not the reborn.
Okay, so what that means is, if you examine yourself and you say, you know what, I don't want to spend eternity in hell. I want to praise the Savior that came. He was fully God. And he came as fully man to die for your sins and mine. He created the universe and he died for you. How is that? How can that be? You should pay for your sins. I should have been burned up the instant I sinned. But he gives us that chance. That's the hope of eternal life if we repent, turn from our ways. So you search your heart and you say, am I willing to lose my life? Am I willing to lose everything to find eternity with the Savior, the God who created the universe and shed his blood for me? And if you do that, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. And your body will now become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he will own you, bought with a price, right? So if somebody saves your life from a fire, you're going to kind of be indebted to that person. How much more the God of the universe, who has control over that, could burn you, but he gives you the opportunity to repent. And if you do that, and he gives you the Holy Spirit, you scour the scriptures, and you conform your life to obey them. And you keep doing that every day. It's called your reasonable service, your sacrifice for him. And then you will be able to enter eternity with him. Have like any kind of a religious background or anything?
Yeah, so I'm a Lutheran Christian.
Well, do you still go there or?
No, I good. Kind of backed away from it.
Good.
Kind of just free floating right now. But I saw you guys.
Yeah, let me warn you. We haven't found any flavor of religion that's biblical yet. Denominational, non-denominational, in a church on a Saturday or Sunday. They're all practicing a lot of lies. And on the back of that card is a whole bunch of them. And we just, it's a handful of them that they're practicing. But it only takes one to keep you outside the kingdom of God. The Bible says that in the book of Revelation. If you love and practice one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven with the sorcerers and the whoremongers and the adulterers. Those are pretty bad, right? And those who love and practice a lie. So in the book of Acts, I don't know, have you heard of Ananias and Sapphira? They sold a piece of land and then they lied about how much they got when they were going to help people with it. And they both died. This was after grace had come. Grace means you're not going to die today for your sin. It means you got the opportunity to repent. That's part of what grace means. And so they died from that. God still kills people and makes people sick if they claim his name and they live unworthily. Like we see in 1 Corinthians 11 with the Lord's Supper. That's proclaiming the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection. Yeah, his death and... Yeah, we do. Yep, we do. But it doesn't have anything like Lutherans say. Some kind of mystical thing around it. They say the Holy Spirit's on, in, and around it. The Roman Catholics think it turns into a little... That's mysticism. That's a sin. It's nothing like that. There's the simplicity in Christ. You know how simple it is? It's difficult to follow Christ, but it's a simple concept. It's not these churches out there that you got to go there and give them all your money and sit there and listen to the pastor tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it and how long, right? Stand up, sit down, he was going to pour water on you when you were a baby, now you go through catechism. Memorize the books of the Bible, but don't read the Bible.
You might learn that's what I do.
Yeah.
In my childhood.
Yep, me too. And so they pour water on you and declare you a child of God, but the Bible says to repent. To be born again. How can a child do that? They can't even talk. So, and Martin Luther was a murderer. Yeah. So I'm glad you don't belong in that. So if you're seeking truth, it's not going to do you any good if you want to hold on to anything of this life. It's going to do you nothing. You might as well just flip this life and be as bad as you want to. This is your reward today. And so you see that. It makes sense to you. So what you want to do is search your heart and see if you're willing to lose everything. Friends, family, maybe a job, whatever it is that would not conform to a holy life of a saint. And then you were asking about the way we look. The Bible tells us to. It's a head covering. Yeah, the Bible commands a woman to cover her hair, which is her glory, and it's a sign for the angels. The Bible tells a woman to cover her body in long, loose robes. Do you know why? And same with men. Because you look at all these half-naked people out here, what do you see? seeing things you really don't want to look at, right? And it can cause lust and sin and things like that. So in Genesis 3, this is beautiful. When Adam and Eve sinned, God shed blood and made them coats, tunics, robes to cover their sin. It's like a sin cover. And it's also an archetype of Christ shed blood. Oh, here.
Being out here. I do street evangelism as well.
So, I'm going to give you a gospel card.
I usually have them with me.
Make sure you test yourself, ma'am. Give this. Do you have a husband?
Yes.
Give that to your husband. It's not enough to just know Jesus and know of him. You've got to come out.
Born again, believer.
Well, you got to come out of the culture, though, ma'am, and you got to conform your life to the Word of God. Yes. You got to conform your life to His ways. And the Bible teaches us how to dress, how to act. Women are supposed to cover their heads, man. The Bible teaches that. The Bible tells us how to conform in all of it. No, it wasn't, ma'am. 1 Corinthians 11, tell your husband, it says, this letter is for all bodies everywhere. 1 Corinthians 11. Really, that's probably his problem, ma'am. He has a master's degree at a seminary, and that means he's been trained by men, not the Holy Spirit. I could see his fruit. You give him that card, I'd love to hear from him. We love you.
Going to give you all the power you need to keep walking on in holiness with him. And we're here to help. We don't belong to any organization, don't want your money. In fact, we refuse anybody giving us money. That's another thing the pastors do, taking people out of there. I remember going to the Lutheran church, and I remember seeing, it was one time, you know, they're passing the plate, and at that time I was a single mom working two jobs raising two children. So I'm giving them a little bit of money, and they passed it again for something else. Then they took a blanket down the aisle and are having people throw their change in there, and I was like, why are they taking people's money? I was dead to the whole thing. I never believed it or understood what the whole system was about. So I'm glad you see through a lot of the lies there. But any church you go to, in a building that we found, in a lot of house churches even, you got to test everybody to the Word of God. So I would encourage you, take some time away from any influence, any religious influence. I don't know about your parents or anything.
Yeah, my parents are Lutherans. My family.
They're Lutherans? Okay. I would not take any spiritual guidance from anybody. Get into the Scriptures. I mean, I'm standing here telling you, but what I'm trying to tell you is going to be opposite of what they're doing. You're seeing through the lies, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is point you into the Scriptures. And he's got a lot of teachings. I have a lot of teachings for women on there. And we don't want anybody to follow us. We wouldn't want you to say, hey, I just want to believe what you say. Test every word. The Bible says we live out of every word out of the mouth of God. So that's how your life should conform. And sometimes people, when they're new, we show them, you know, look at all these scriptures that pertain to this particular subject, like Lutheranism. We got a whole bunch of things that expose it. And then we have a whole bunch of articles that teach you how to come out of the world. Politics, sports, entertainment. So like, going to the football game and stuff, you think that's of God? People are beating on each other and half-naked cheerleaders running around. Everybody's pride and vanity. You think that's of a holy God? But people are kind of blinded on that. There's scripture verses that help you see through that. Entertainment like television, sitting there watching the same thing. You know, public school system, things like that. They're teaching a godless society. So what we do is we just want to wake people up and get you digging. And you seek out to the Lord for strength and help from the Holy Spirit. Seek to be born again, but don't even bother if you're not willing to lose your life, which means giving up everything. Boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever it is that you have that you shouldn't have at this point. And like we talked about, some of the jobs and whatever, I don't know what your life is like, but you probably have more sins than just one. We all do, yeah. So you're seeing that. So I'm really glad you stopped, because you know we're on the streets, we travel America, we live in a little camper van, support ourselves, and we travel America and we run into a lot of people who are either bi or they're homosexual, and they're pretty rabid. You know, most of them are. But you see, you hear these people, I voted for abortion. She just said that on her way by.
What did she say?
I voted for abortion. They gotta rub it in on the street preachers. We're not the average street preacher. We're gonna go after everything. Every single one of them. Not just abortion and homosexuality. But I've actually had some really good conversations with some women, lesbians, they're calling themselves or whatever. And they like to ask about that. But we like to show them deeper how you need to be changed on the inside. And if Christ changes you on the inside and you get a new heart and a new mind, You're not really even aware of it yet, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you came up to us. We've had like a lot of mockers, a lot of dead people. And you're a young person standing here in the middle of the busiest section. Well, of course,
they just wide berth. But I originally like went up to ask what his religion was.
Thank you. It's not any particular religion. It's just faith in Christ and followers of him. It's pretty simple.
I was just hearing some of the things being said. It sounds close to what I am in, but I just,
Yeah, so you left Lutheran Church for what reason? Can I ask?
I mean, I just had... We just have a small church that I didn't really get connected into.
They don't have love, do they?
It's just, a lot of...
Everybody just goes there and does their thing, and then...
Well, yeah.
That was one of the big things I saw through. There was one day, this was before I was a believer, of course. I was so close to committing suicide the night before. And I called out to God. I was always searching for him, looking for the truth, and never knew how to find it. The Lutherans tell you that the Bible's written by men and you can't believe it and that it's not written by God, right? You're laughing. They kind of, And so I remember going to church the next day, and I looked around, and I got up and walked out because I thought, not one person here would care if I killed myself the night before. And I was like, how can that be the God that they talk about is love? And they don't have any of that love. And so that was one thing that started sparking me. And you probably saw some of the other things. The hypocrisy. You young people. I saw it when I was younger, too. Hypocrisy. Mom and Dad living in sin. Swearing and smacking us on the way to church. And then acting all holy and godly. And I was like, that looks like a fake God to me. And it kind of protects you from being indoctrinated. So God's given you some light. He's given it, I can tell. Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here. Don't squander that, because he can take it away and give it to you first. If you squander that, he can take it, like the parable of the talents. He can take it from you and give it to somebody who's actually doing something with it. I don't want that for you. I want you to go deeper. And you're 18, I just talked to a 16-year-old girl for like 15 minutes, or young woman, I should say, and her little brother. And she was like that, too. She said none of that makes sense, and she was seeing the truth of it. So I hope you young women, and you're a real joy to me, because look around here. What's the age of these people? They got cold, hard hearts. They're the biggest mockers. We've noticed a lot of you younger people. Yeah, you haven't been tainted by it yet. I hope so, So God has given you a lot of truth. It's not my truth or his. Not his, meaning my husband's. It's God's truth. And so hopefully some of this will stick in you. Go deep. Seek, and stay away from spiritual influences. Unless, if you have a question, we'll answer it. You can email us. We'll answer it. And then I want you to dig. Because your soul is on the line. You might not make it home today. Or maybe you live here, I don't know. But seek him with all that you are. Because does it really matter what you get in this life if you lose your soul? Do you want to burn for eternity in the lake of fire? No, I don't want you to be there either. Seek real peace, right? Let us know how we can help you. And we do, for those who are called out and set apart saints, we do fellowship online because we travel all the time. We know some in person. We know some in line. And I encourage women all over the world and help them to keep pressing on to the kingdom of God. I'd like for you to be one of them. It was nice to meet you. What's your first name?
My name's Angela.
Angela, and I'm Sister Amin. Nice to meet you. Take care.